Well, we have a very special guest. This is a first. I have a caveman on the show as a guest today who came here in a time machine from approximately 100,000 years ago from the Neanderthal era. We're going to find out whether he's Neanderthal or possibly Homo sapiens sapien, but nonetheless, this is a first, I think, for any podcast. And we're just going to get to know him. I live in Joshua Tree, and I found him in a rock that must have thawed out from... Oh, sorry about that. He must have been frozen for, 100,000 years. And I found him, and he just had thawed out right when I saw him. So I invited him over to do a podcast, which he obviously didn't understand what that meant. As a matter of fact, he didn't even speak English, but we quickly formed a way of communicating. And we watched a couple YouTube tutorials, and now he could speak English enough to do the podcast. So... I don't even know his name. We'll find out on the pod. I don't think he has a name because back then, I don't think maybe they had names. Possibly. Oh, this is what's so cool about this episode is we're going to learn so much from him. So let's bring him on in.
Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, yes, of course. No problem. Thank you for being here. Do you want a towel or anything?
No, like naked.
Okay, so how long have you been a caveman?
Very good question. I've been caveman for, according to your calendar, which is different than caveman calendar.
Right.
Approximate 100,000 to 800 years.
Wow.
Which I learned many skill back, as caveman.
Right. Okay. So, where are you from originally?
Cave.
Right. Yes, of course. Do you have any kids? And do you name them? Do you guys have names?
Good question. We actually don't know whose kid is whose because we share a wife. We are egalitarian, which means we share. Unlike you, greedy American who hold on everything, we share a possession. So we share women. And nowadays, you would say, oh, this is barbaric. Me too. But this is different. Right. Must understand this is a very different time.
Right.
So, I don't know how many kids I have, okay. But I raised 7 kids.
Wow, you did a lot of cave fucking.
Yes, a lot of cave fucking, but you must understand, back in those days, sex was not taboo like you American, West European, over-religious, sexual, frustrated people. We have sex because we're free. We free of rules and live hunter-gatherer life and have good time and share food and are good human beings / Homo sapien or Neanderthal.
No, I totally get it. I think our society has gone downhill and we lost touch with what's important. Huh? A consumer-based society where greed is glorified.
Bad.
And we live in a capitalist society. It seems like we lost touch.
Yes.
We lost, connection to source and spirit world because we've been so wrapped up in, TV, social media, just Disney. I think we've steered down the wrong way.
Yeah, we as species have lost path track with who we are long time ago, not just you. Modern people, I believe we have lost contact with self around Ice Age, but I was frozen during this time, so hard to say scientific, but my gut feeling, which we have rely on instinct very much.
Right. We definitely are. Have lost touch with that. I need to get back connected to that more. Did you name any of your children?
Yes, I named first children Ogo. Second child, which I believe was boy, was Ubago. Third child, or my favorite, his name was And then, of course, fourth child, I don't want to talk about him. Very tragic. He fell off rock and his whole head exploded. And fifth child, I named Ahuka. And sixth child, of course, I name him after me, KV. And I don't remember last name of last child. Too many kids.
Right. I detect sort of, I can't tell your accent. I detect almost like a, it's like Eurasian, maybe obviously, caveman migrated north to possibly Asia, or, I detect some, I can't really tell the accent. It's like caveman meets Eurasian, meets, almost, Pacific Islander.
Yes. Yes. Well, you must understand, while frozen for millennia, the continent shift, and when shift, I, even though frozen in catatonic state, I absorb local culture and language through the sheath of ice. So often I was in Eskimo, Nordic, sometime Asia, sometime South America, and sometime all over the world. So this, my accent is actually end result of many year millennia earth combined. So it's not, as you say, racist, because it's a little of everybody.
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. Now, did you guys do drugs back then? Or was there any type of, like, obviously you sat around the campfire telling stories. Did you guys have any recreational drugs?
Oh, you don't get me begin on topic. We do mushroom at, it's been around for raging ancestor has done as a cultural medicine purpose for rite of passage to become man.
Right.
And so it's, yes, we use them for a lot many reasons as cave people, because we like to share and grow and expand together.
Right.
As a conscious group of hunter-gatherer, and learn to help one another. Not like your today's society, no offense.
No, I totally get it. And I feel like we said, we've lost our way. Maybe we could learn a lot from you. That's why I'm so glad that I found you just defrosting out in the rocks 100,000 years later. I mean, what are the odds? And so diet-wise, what did you guys eat?
Meat, whatever we could find, but meat, protein. It's funny today, you are modern people opt and choose to only eat vegetable, and you have options for meat. That's funny, because where what? I'm from, you'd never pass meat up for survival.
Right.
So this is how we say privilege of America, to turn down something like meat to survive. And really, look at
you all right?
Excuse me. Pollution more bad now than where I'm from.
All right.
Our teeth made to carve into meat. You know, eat meat. So this is my theory, but what do I know? I'm just caveman.
No, I totally agree. I believe that we're born omnivorous. What about dinosaurs? Did you guys, you know, in cartoons, we're always taught that, you know, cavemen lived amongst dinosaurs, but really you guys were millions of years apart, if I'm not mistaken. How do you feel about that trope?
This is very common misunderstanding that you people think we are live with dinosaurs. We are millions of years apart from these big animals. So we hunt other current animal, elk, deer, mammoth, and certain seafood. And so, no, we do not live with dinosaur like your cartoon, Fred Flintstone.
Right. No, I didn't mean to offend you. How do you feel about technology, like smartphones? Do you like them?
Yeah, well, I like smart. iPhone 10 is much great because it has the 3 camera lens and takes much better picture. Because where I am from, you must draw on a wall with chalk from sand on dirt. And now you can use iPhone for anything. And I recently discovered something called Pornhub, where they show beautiful procreation.
Right. Now, what do you miss most about being so far away from home 100,000 years later?
Mostly I miss my best friend, Carl. Are we done yet? This is going longer than I was frozen.
Just stick with me. We've just got a little bit more of an interview to do. I'm sure you got places to be. Did you guys, here's a question I always wondered. Yeah. Do you believe that you guys had bigger dicks than modern man? And
look at this.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Much bigger.
You could put that away now.
Yeah. No. Okay. So I do not realize to be naked is natural for me, but for you people, you are afraid of your own sexuality and body.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what did you guys do to stay warm? I imagine being, you know, that you didn't have clothing like we do. I imagine you just killed animals and wore their skin. And I always wondered, what did you guys do for like socks or brushing or even brushing your teeth?
Right.
How did you guys manage?
Yeah, again, you modern man are such little bitch. We kill animal and wear skin as rite of passage, as well as to stay warm during cold season, sometimes warm. We do not wear socks. We turn rabbit hair inside out and tie with elk vein. And as far as brushing teeth go, we do not eat the gummy bears and the food you do. We only eat meat and drink fresh water. So our teeth healthy, and the cavewoman does not complain about bad breath because, again, we do not think like you modern people do. We live better life.
Right, of course. Do you, I guess in a hunter-gatherer group, which is approximately 30 to 50 people, the dating scene would be very different than today, where you go online and you pick your mate based just simply on their appearance. As a hunter-gatherer group, what was it like to date girls growing up as a teenager?
Date, we do not understand this concept because we just simply procreate and we do not make things complicated. And again, we share a lover and all father together. Other men contribute to help raise child. So there's no such thing as dating. We fuck against a rock like animal, get baby, share baby. Once in a while, we get, as you say, a blowjob. But this is only after whoever get the kill and bring back meat to survive. So incentive to go get food. And we love each other and respect women, unlike some of your culture. But I see turning around, you see, as I've been frozen for millennia, over this time, I believe, the patriarchy, has started to shift paradigm to women's rights, which is beautiful to thaw out and see her because I like women.
Yes, of course. You thought out at a very interesting time. I'm not surprised. 2020 has just been the strangest year obviously in this generation, but you've been frozen through so many crazy times. I mean, if you think about it, you've been frozen throughout all of history, written history, that is. If you go back, a couple thousand years to the birth of Jesus, and you even went back further. You went back pre-civilization. I mean, it's interesting. Your story is fascinating, but yes, it is great to see the shift happening for, there's a lot of social changes happening.
Well, good.
This is just, again, in America, which has only been the ruler of the free world for, 100 plus years, that it changes all the time since you've been frozen.
Oh, right. Stop wasting your breath. I know more than you because I'm older and I have been all around to, even though, again, frozen, I spiritually and subconsciously get all the information as the world energy goes into the ice. And I listen, I was frozen, but not dead, catatonic. So I was able to have cognitive skill. I'm sorry to interrupt your podcast.
No, it's okay.
But maybe possible. Do you have a bathroom? I need to take shit. It's been a long time.
Oh, really? I can imagine. Yeah, here, I'll pause the podcast. You go.
Oh, thank you. It's, as you can imagine, I'm very backed up.
Yeah, no problem. Just help yourself into the bathroom, and I'm going to pause it. This episode of Nervous Rex is brought to you by BetterHelp. It's online therapy. This is exactly what I'm talking about in this episode. We all need somebody to talk to. I know I do. I know that inner dialogue that goes in my head sitting around during a pandemic when you're quarantining can, make you feel a little kooky sometimes. So I think it's very important to talk to somebody to get help. And there's nothing wrong with getting help. All right. So seriously, think about this, guys. This is therapy you could do from your home. What interferes with your happiness? You could talk about it. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me, there's a lot. I sit around and I overthink things. Sometimes it'd be nice just to talk to someone. We need to connect. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe and private online environment, so it's convenient. You can start communicating in under 24 hours, and it's not self-help, it's professional counseling. You can send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in one of those uncomfortable Woody Allen-type chairs that you see in all the movies where you got to lay there and talk to your therapist as he's sitting there judging you. No, this isn't going to happen here, okay? This is from the convenience of sitting on your own couch. You can even do it standing up if you want. I mean, look, to be quite honest, you could do it from the toilet, although I wouldn't recommend that. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Getting a therapist is like getting a new pair of shoes. Sometimes you got to try a few on to find the right one that fits. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. Licensed professionals or counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, we all need help with that one, sleeping, I need help with that one, trauma, anger, I need help with that one, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, these are all things that we all need to address and talk about, and anything that you share is confidential. It's convenient, it's professional, and it's affordable, all right? So, listen, this is not a crisis line, guys. This is just somebody to talk to. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Okay, so I want you guys to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Rex. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Rex, R-E-X. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, it's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Rex. Do some of that self-work. Love yourself. I love you. This episode of Nervous Rex is brought to you by Shaman Ramen. Oh, baby, am I excited about this one. Two of my friends created the first adaptogenic superfood ramen, and boy, is it delicious. If you live in the Southern California area, you can go ahead and get it at Erewhon, but pretty soon it's going to be available all over. Look, it's an immune booster. It has 7 adaptogenic mushrooms. It's got anti-inflammatory ingredients, vitamins A and C, non-fortified nutritional yeast, soy-free, miso, 100% organic and plant-based, but the best part about it is it's sexy, and girls and guys love it when you're sexy, because you're looking good and you're feeling good, and you're slurping on some delicious, nutritious love. I'm telling you, there's lion's mane in it, there's cordyceps, reishi mushrooms, is it reishi or reishi? Either way, there's a whole bunch of mushrooms, some that I can't even pronounce, but basically, long story short, it's the world's first adaptogenic superfood ramen. Conscience, convenience in a cup. And right now, let's be honest, we're all sitting around. We got nowhere to go. We're in a pandemic, so what better time to sit around and get healthy and just spend as little time as possible cooking? It's a win-win, because I'm lazy. I just want to eat healthy, and I don't have time to be messing around. So for all you guys out there, please, you must go to shamanfoods.life and check out this product. It is so good. Or you could go to Shaman Ramen on Instagram and check out the regalia. Guys, I'm telling you right now, this is a delicious treat. I back it. I just had one, and it's slurpy, delicious treat. I love you guys. Okay, we're back. You just have to flush it. Never mind, I'll do it.
Okay. I feel so much lighter. So, I first of all want to say thank you for finding me. If you did not find me out here, maybe at the moment I thaw out, I would not know where to go. I'd wander to a street and get, you know, it maybe wrong person would find me. So right. Thank you for being good modern man.
Of course, it's no problem. I still want to just learn so much. I don't know how we're going to get all of this in one episode, but I'm so happy that you're willing to do this, because I have a feeling eventually the science community and whatever, I don't even know what you'd call them, the government maybe, once they find out that I got you here, they're going to want to take you and do a lot of tests and then put you under bright lights and so enjoy this time with me where it's mellow, because you're about to become probably world famous, and then that's going to ruin you, because fame, you know, is not a healthy thing, and you're going to get all these women and you're going to get all the modeling contracts or what, you know, and then next thing you know, it's going to hurt, and it's really going to hurt you. So I really would appreciate this downtime you have, because at least when I put this podcast out, or eventually when they find out that caveman's thawed out, you're going to be on the cover of National Geographic, to say the least.
I think I'll handle this, but I've handled much worse. You know, one time before I was frozen, my best friend Carl, he was being attacked by a very animal rare that you do not even know. Almost like, imagine a bear and elk combined. They extinct now. You have not found bones. Eat animal was very dangerous. It attacked Carl, and I had knife on me, and I made out of bone and rock, and I killed this animal as it tries to eat Carl, and I was very famous in my tribe for a long time, so I'm used to this. I am ready for, there's probably more than 50 people in civilization, I imagine.
Yeah, I'd say there's approximately 8 billion, and you're going to be world famous, and everyone's going to want a piece of you, so pretty much just be prepared. That's all I'm saying. Wondering what your take is on conspiracy theorists. This is a topic that I like to bring up a lot on my podcast that I'm fascinated with. What is your take on conspiracy theorists?
Oh, yes. Over millennia, thousands of years, I would be frozen and deep throughout time, always be conspiracy theory. But in time, they all fall apart and truth is revealed. So these people, they are type of people who like to have fantastical imagination and create something more than is, because they cannot handle how mundane and boring life is and have no control over things. So it's a control issue that makes them want to think they know everything, because to admit you know nothing is very hard for a man at any time in history. So it's the same story told over and over. There's always been this. You just sit back and let it all fall away and do not try to get involved, because these people, what they do, will not listen to science or data. They just go off of, what they hear. There's a famous saying where I'm from, believe half of what you see and nothing what you hear.
Right.
And that's a great philosophy to live by.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I think that, right now, there's just been, because of this pandemic we've been in, some of them don't think's real either. They think it's all a big hoax, which would be really hard for the whole planet to play a hoax just for political American reasons. You know, you get all of Europe and India and Brazil, they're all involved in this elaborate hoax just for one country, who populates 5% of the planet or less. To pull off a joke is just not realistic, but you know, there's just a lot of dreamers out there and people that think fantastically, and there's no point in trying to convince them otherwise. Maybe they'll come around, maybe not. I'm just a skeptic, and I talk about this on the pod. I don't believe in much. I think almost everything's bullshit in my experience, whether you're in the new age wellness community or whether it's in religion or whether it's everybody's full of shit trying to make a buck.
Right.
So I'm very wary.
Yeah, you should be. In my time also, the same thing. People make up. They want to believe, astrology. If you are born under this star, That means you, this personality, this one is very popular throughout history, is astrology, magic.
Right, yeah. You know, it's interesting. I've always been a skeptic about astrology. I just think there's some truth to it. A lot of this personality stuff does make sense about certain, like I'm a Cancer, I'm really sensitive, whatever. So there's some truth to it. I don't, you know, I'm on the fence about it. I go through phases in life where I believe in something and then sort of the truth comes out and I'm let down. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I fell for that. Like, I'm open to being, I definitely, if there's one thing I know, I'm wrong a lot and I like being wrong because then you learn the right answer. But at this point in my life, I just kind of set in my ways, but I could be convinced otherwise. But I think there's some truth to astrology. There's another form of test. I forget the Myers. There's some Myers test or something. It's a personality test because, you know, they're under astrology, you're certain personality types. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We don't need to talk about that. I have a fucking caveman in my house. I'm just, we could talk about so much more interesting stuff than, hey, what's your sign?
I am Capricorn on cusp of Leo. But, again, I do not know if I subscribe to this type of, belief. But this one, cute and harmless, and astrology is for fun. These other conspiracy theories, much more dangerous when it comes to, politics. You've seen in history what happens when people spread lies and conspiracy theory to scare a nation of people into believing that there is an enemy, and then you give them solution. It is actually a very dangerous form of control. And you see it happening now here in America, of all places. So be very careful, because I know I've seen, as Frozen, a lot of this happened throughout many years. So history does repeat itself.
Right. It's scary times. We're definitely watching, at least again, lived through it all in my generation or my parents' generation. It's almost like my friend Jordan said, it's a good point. He's like, we're at war. You're like, you don't realize this, but the energy that everyone's feeling and what's going on, like this is as if we were at like World War II, World War I, Vietnam. The country, and the world is at war, but it's with a virus, so you can't see it, so people don't want to accept it because it's just kind of a boring thing that's scientifically based, and it's where it's better to create some enemy that you can see and hate, and you know, and it's just sort of something that's not really that you can see. People want to make it something it's not, and but we are at war. You know, this is what it would feel like the collective energy and everyone's going broke and the economy and everybody's tripping out and buying guns. It's like, we are at war. So this is the closest thing that I've felt to a wartime. I mean, I wouldn't got guns. I'm not even a gun guy. I had to get strapped up and take, you know, shooting lessons with a Navy SEAL friend of mine who's been on the podcast. He's a sheriff.
Yeah.
He's been, you know, teaching me a lot of tactical training because that's what it's fucking come to. It's just crazy that I'd be protecting myself from possibly my neighbor. Your whole life you would think the enemy would be, you know, the terrorists or the Russians or the Chinese. Your neighbor could be your enemy. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, your country has a lot of bad karma from how since you founded this country, you started with eliminating hundreds of thousands of native, beautiful American people that start there. Then slavery, women could not write, vote. If you look at it like we believe karma, it's bad juju that you must eventually pay for, whether it's reparations. You see, Germany did with the Jews. They we sorry, here, money. America has not done so much for this. And I think there's a lot of guilt that subconsciously, you would say, that the white man feels about, and I'm white man, I can say this, I'm guilty sometimes. That the white man feels so bad that they cannot even begin to admit to themselves how horrible what has been done throughout history of America, that it now is imploding on self and House of Cards is falling, so to speak.
Yes, I get it. Totally makes sense. It's been... It's been coming for a while. I just didn't think it would all unravel this fast. I didn't think that we would see, at least in my lifetime, the Rome burning, so to speak, and how quickly civilization can crumble and how quick, like, the, yeah, and I think it's only going to get worse. Everybody has this idea that 2020 is over. Let's get back up. You know, there's a little beacon of hope that there's a vaccine in sight and we got, you know, this Donald Trump guy who I don't think was good to lead the free world out of there. So not saying that, you know, that Joe Biden is the answer for any reason. I think they're all full of shit. That's the other thing we do is we tend to be divided and pick a side because we're so tribal. You know, it's like, I don't really trust any of them. Like Biden, look, I'm not educated on politics, but like now we'll probably go into war or something, you know? And you know, Trump never went to war, but he pretty much made our country turn on each other.
Yes,
with his divisive rhetoric. But now, you know, now we'll get Biden and we'll probably go to war with another country. It's like too bad. It's like they both suck.
Yeah.
You know, fuck all of them. How about that? Fuck all of them.
Yeah, let's not go too political because everybody on the internet talk about politic this, politic that. It's boring. And what are you going to do about it at the end of the day? Enjoy nature. Go outside. Love your friends and family. And really appreciate what you have and take this time to be with loved ones and love yourself. And, you know, this is a big wake-up call, I believe, for you people. So, listen, I have to go. Are we almost finished here? You know, I think I left something back in at the Rock.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll walk you back over there, and then if you need a ride into town, or I can take you to the government, or whatever you need, we can do that too. But thank you so much for doing this. I'm glad I got you before you became world famous, and fame ruins you. So I appreciate you thawing out within radius of my house. This was a very fortuitous, wonderful afternoon. So thank you so much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
KV, right?
Yeah, you call me KV. I'm sure that they will name me something else in media, but I like KV. Has a ring to it.
Okay.
So anyway, thank you. Should I Uber or you drive me?
No, of course I'll give you a ride. And also everybody listening, please go to the page where you see my podcast and you could review it and give me a little 5-star review because then I get more sponsors and then I could eat sushi. And then I love you guys. Go suck your own dick. We'll be right back.
sunny afternoon.